Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Good evening. This week's parasha is the first parasha in the Torah that speaks to us about the first Jew and the first mitzvah given to the first Jew, Bris Mila. Avraham Avinu is transformed from Avram to Avraham. Avraham Avinu, at the age of 99, changes his status, is now that of a Jew. He receives the first mitzvah, Bris Mila, that is not given to Goyim. Till now there were seven mitzvahs, now there's the eighth mitzvah. Tonight is Zayin Mar Cheshvan. Zayin Mar Cheshvan is the day that in Eretz Yisrael they're asking for rain. The Saint Talmud Motor, as the Mishnah says in Tainus, it is the day when the last Jew, the Achron Shab Yisrael, reached Nahar Peros. The Jew who lives the furthest away from Yerushalayim, who was Oyla Regel for Sukkos, didn't get home until 2 weeks after Sukkos, which is tonight. And we don't ask for rain, even though it's only for one individual that might be uncomfortable on his way back home. We wait to ask for rain. The entire population actually waits to ask for rain, which is so needed, so that the one last individual gets home safe and is under a roof and doesn't have to suffer from the rain. And of course, this is a tremendous lesson in Avas Yisrael, especially as the Svarim tell us, Achron Shab Yisrael commemorates, Achron Shab Yisrael symbolizes the lowest Jew who lives furthest from Yerushalayim, furthest from Yerushalayim. He's very far from Yerushalayim B'Shleimus, and yet our concern for him is so great that despite that the entire population needs rain, we wait for him to get home. And what's interesting is that the parasha that we're reading now is Avraham Avinu being told to go to Yerushalayim. In the time that we're in, it's the time when the last Jew has left Yerushalayim and returned home after being Oyla Regel on Sukkos, and the Poskim say that it's still considered Sukkos until Zayin Mar Cheshvan. In a certain way, when one writes a shtar, the Shach writes in Shulchan Aruch that it's considered, if one wrote that it's Sukkos time, it's considered Sukkos until Zayin Cheshvan, when we start asking for rain in Eretz Yisrael, meaning that now, tonight, or some would say tomorrow night, Ches Cheshvan, is when we begin your average mundane day. We're no longer in the Tekufa of Tishrei, the Tekufa of Sukkos. We're no longer in the Tekufa of Sukkos. We're now ready to move on into the year, into the new year. Of course, this is a very special year, the Maitzoi Shviyas, the eighth year, the year that Chazal say Ben David Ba. And when that starts, we're reading Parashas Lech Lecha about the first Jew, about the first Jew who receives the eighth mitzvah ever given, Mitzvahs Bris Mila. And this is always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan, which is known as the eighth month. It's the Chodesh Hashemini, eighth month from Nisan. What's interesting, too, is that despite that the mazel of the month of Mar Cheshvan, as we mentioned last week, is the scorpion, is the Akrav, despite that this month is also referred to in Navi as the Yerach Bul, the month of Bul, which means the month of decay, when it seems that everything is decaying and falling apart. It's the fall season. Whatever grew is no longer growing. It looks like the world is sort of dying, but in reality, it's the time to get ready for the next planting season. Despite that, this is a month of Akriv and the month of Yerach Bul. It's still the eighth month, which the number eight is associated with the supernatural. The number eight is the number associated with Klal Yisrael. And it is also, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah, the month of the letter Nun. This month was created with the letter Nun. How do we reconcile the fact that this is the Mazel Akrev and the fact that the Navi refers to it as the Yerach Bul with the fact that we say in Sefer Yetzirah, Himlech Ois Nun, that this is the month in which the letter Nun takes precedence? That doesn't seem to work. That doesn't seem to be. How do we reconcile this? And actually, we see this in the parasha. The parasha is called Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha means go. Go for yourself. As Rashi says, "Lahanoscha ulatoivoscha." This is for your benefit. This is going to be for your benefit because here in Choron, you will not have children. Only when you leave your land and your birthplace and your father's home and you go el haoretz asher areka, will you be zoche to the ve'ezcha l'goy gadol ve'avarechecha ve'agadol ha'shemecha ve'heyei berocha and so on. V'nivruchu v'chakol mishpachos ha'adama. The parsha that we read as we enter Ma'ar Cheshvan, the Yerach Bul, the Mazel Akre, the month which was created with the letter Nun, the month which is called the Chodesh Hashemini, we read Parshas Lech Lecha, because Parshas Lech Lecha teaches us the Avodah of a Jew. Since this is the first parsha that talks about the first Jew, then this is the parsha that tells us what a Jew is all about, and what is required of each and every single one of us, who we are all B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and the fact that Avraham is the first Jew, the first of the Avos. So all of us are included, all of us, the neshamas of every Jew, are nichlal in the neshama of Avraham Avinu. And it's here where he becomes a Jew, here where he's transformed from Avram to Avraham, this is the parasha which talks to us about the Avodah of a Jew. And the Avodah of a Jew in the year begins in Ma'ar Cheshvan. Because in Tishrei, we were being given the koiches, we're being given the strengths, the potential for the upcoming year. That's the month in which we ask Hashem, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're asking for Gashmias, we're asking for Ruchnias, we're sort of soaking in all the Ruchnias from all the Yom Tovim and all the mitzvahs that we were zeichet to have in Tishrei, with a preparation of Elul before that. But where does the Avodah actually start? Where do we actually start serving Hashem on our own? After being given the koiches that we need to do so, that's in Ma'ar Cheshvan. And that's Lech Lecha. A Jew has to constantly go, not stay in one place. A Jew can never be satisfied with a status quo. There's no such thing as a status quo. A Jew has to go higher and higher every single day. And that could only be accomplished here, not where we were before, not in Gan Eden, not where the Neshama was before it entered this world. And this is hinted in the first Rashi, which Rashi is talking to us about Avraham Avinu. We know that every pasuk in Chumash, every parasha is a lesson to each and every individual and to every single generation. What's the lesson that we learn from the beginning of this parasha and the first Rashi? Just as Avraham could not have children, could not reach his full potential unless he left his birthplace, unless he left his father's home, so too no Jew, no neshama, can really accomplish anything, can do any mitzvahs, and can be zeicha to Olam Haba, which is where one experiences the level of Nun, that's where we are zeicha to the Nun Share Bina, unless we go through this world, unless we leave our birthplace, which is Gan Eden, which is the world of Ruchnias. The neshama cannot stay in Gan Eden. If the neshama stays in Gan Eden before entering this world and doesn't come here, then there's no schar, there's no challenge, there's no avodah. That's not called work. Then we're no different than a malach. A malach doesn't work. A malach, by instinct, a malach does what it has to do. The malach sings all day. The malach praises Hashem. There's no yetzahara. But the avodah of a Jew in this world is to deal with the Ra, to deal with the Yetzihara, and with all the Nesiyonos, and then to be Zeichet to the level of Nun. And that's what we see in this week's parasha. Avraham Avinu is being tested here. Avraham Avinu is going through the Eser Nesiyonos. It begins in Lech Lecha. It's completed in Vayera. And just as Hashem says to Avraham, here you cannot have children, only if you leave your birthplace, Hashem tells the Neshama the same thing. Here, there's no children. You can't produce anything here. Here in Gan Eden, which is where the neshama is rooted originally, there's no banim, there's no mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are the children of the neshama. Ika told the same shel tzaddikim is masim tovim. A neshama cannot perform mitzvahs, cannot learn, cannot do anything when he's in Gan Eden. The neshama has to come down here first, in a body, deal with a nefesh ha-bahamas, deal with a yetzer hara, and then lech lecha, go, and come and reach the full potential that each neshama can reach if he or she so desires. And so Hashem says to Avram, Kani ata zeicha lebonim, the same is said to the neshama. You cannot merit, you cannot be zeicha to mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim in the status of neshama. You must have a body, you must go into the world, a difficult world, a world of decay, a world where you're going to have to deal with a lot of snakes and scorpions. That's why Ma'ar Cheshvan symbolizes this world. Tishrei is Gan Eden. That's why in Tishrei we read Parshas Bereishis, we learned about Gan Eden. Now we learn how Avraham Avinu has to leave his birthplace and he has to go into the world. The Neshama has to leave Gan Eden, the Neshama has to go into the world in order to be able to serve Hashem. And only then does the Neshama reach this level of Nun. Lech Lecha. Lecha is equal to 50. Lech, only through Lech, through going through the world and dealing with all the difficulties, will you find yourself. You're not going to find yourself if you stay here. And Rashi continues, and also I will let you become known throughout the world. The Neshama will remain a non-entity if the Neshama stays in Gan Eden. The Neshama has to go through this world first, deal with this world, and then become famous, and then become great, and make its mark, and then return to Hashem, the Haruach Toshav Elohim Hashem Nesana, having accomplished, which can only be done in this world. And that's why Ma'acheshvan, despite that it's the Yerach Bul and the Mazel Akrev, was created with the letter Nun, and is referred to as the Chodesh HaShemini, because the only way to reach Shemini, the only way to reach Nun, is by dealing with the Akrev, by dealing with Bul, by dealing with the decay of this world, by dealing with the Sheker of this world, and transforming it to Emes, by dealing with the 70 languages, as we mentioned last week, the Ayin L'Shoinos, the 70 nations, the outside world, and transforming the Ayin to the Aleph. That's what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu, it says in the Haftarah, Mi Heir Mi Mizrach Tzedek. Who is the one that was awakened from the east? Mi Heir Mi Mizrach. This is referring to Avraham Avinu. Chazal say, don't read the word Heir with an Ayin, read it Heir with an Aleph. Avraham Avinu transforms the Ayin into the Aleph. The 70 nations, he turns all the nations to believe in one God. Avraham Avinu is the one, B'yes HaNefesh Asher Osu B'Choron. Avraham Avinu is the first to go out into the world and to change the world, but to change the world correctly. There's a lot of talk about change these days. And Avraham Avinu definitely spoke about change. The change that Avraham Avinu spoke about was belief in monotheism, belief in one God, Emuna. That's Avraham Avinu. He's the Rosh L'Ma'aminim, the Ha'emin B'Hashem, as it says in this week's parasha. And that's the Avodah of a Yid. The Avodah of a Yid is to become a Ma'amin, to work on his Emunah. And the only way that Avram would be able to pass these tests, leave his home, go where he didn't even know where he was going. And then when he finally gets there, he has to deal with the hunger and go to Mitzrayim, and have to deal with the situation with his wife, and then later has to deal with the four kings and the five kings and the capture of Lot. Only through Emuna is it possible to pass these Nisyonos, which Avraham Avinu excels in Emuna. And only one who excels in Emuna excels in Bris, excels in Shmiras HaBris, as Reb Nachman speaks about in the Svarim, Reb Nachman Breslov in his Svarim and others, that Emuna and Bris go together. Minus and Znus are connected. Those who are Nichshal in Znus are Nichshal in Minus. Those who are Nichshal in Minus are Nichshal in Znus. Kol mitzvaysecha emuna, the Pasuk says in Tehillim. Emuna is called kol. Bris is also called kol. Ki chol b'ashamayim v'aretz, that's the midah of Yesod. This week's parasha speaks to us about emuna and about bris, because bris mila is given in this week's parasha. V'yata es berisi sishmoy. And the fact that the parasha speaks to us at the beginning about Emuna, the Emuna of Avraham Avinu, and it concludes with Bris Mila, tells us that these two go together. One cannot exist without the other. There cannot be Shmiras HaBris without Emuna. There cannot be true Emuna without Shmiras HaBris. Avraham excels in both. Perhaps we could say, Lech Lecha refers to all of the history of the Jewish people from the beginning till the end, Bizman HaGolus. Vayera is afterwards. Vayera is the Olam HaSchar. Vayera is Yemais HaMashiach and Olam HaBo. And as you see in the names of the parasha, this is a world, the world of Lech, of going, Lech Lecha, going, finding ourselves, working on ourselves, constantly traveling, dealing with Nisyonos. Vayera means, and he appeared. Vayera is revelation. The revelation comes after Lech Lecha. First there has to be the Lech Lecha, you have to go into the world, you have to deal with the outside world, with the Akrev, with the decay of this world, Yerach Bul. Then comes Vayera, then comes revelation, which is Shmini, which is Nun. Bris Mila is Nun. Bris Mila is Begematria Nun Sha'arei Bina. Bris Mila leads to Nun Sharei Bina, which is Amunah. Shar HaNun of Kedusha is Amunah, which is the Hepech of the Shar HaNun of Tumah. Shar HaNun of Tumah is what we see today, which we're falling into today, and perhaps will fall even more so, depending on what's happening now. The Nun Sharei Tumah, which is the total opposite of Nun Sharei Bina, the opposite of Amunah is Kfira, atheism, and belief in nothing, secularism. That's Nun Sharei Tumah, which, unfortunately, is very powerful these days. And that's why there's no Shmiras Habris in the world. Because the two go together. When we reach Nun Sharei Tumah, we reach the other side as well when it comes to Shmiras Habris. But Nun Sharei Kedusha, Nun Sharei Bina, Emunah, which is Emunah in simple terms, that means Emunah. That's what leads to Bris, and that's the requirement of a Jew. In order to be a true Yehudi, a true Jew, one has to excel in these two, and that's what's going to bring us to Mashiach, and with that we're going to combat Yishmael. Yishmael is discussed in this week's parasha. V'hu yihyeh pera odom, yodai ba'koil v'yad koil boy. Yishmael fights the kol which is Amunah, kol mitzvah yisachar Amunah, kichol ba'shamayim v'oretz, which is Yisoid. And by Shmiras HaEmunah, Shmiras HaBris, we combat Yishmael. And since this is the parasha that talks about the Avodah of a Yid in general, and the history of Klal Yisrael from beginning to end, that's why you have in this parasha the four kings, the four Malchiyos. The four kings, as the Medrash says, represent the four Malchiyos, which Klal Yisrael had to endure. The four exiles, which is coming to an end. The Bavel, Moda, Yavan, and Edom, which is hinted in the four kings mentioned here, Amraphel, Aryeich, Kedar La'omer, and Siddol. And in that first world war, which takes place here between the four and the five kings, Avraham Avinu becomes the king. Avraham Avinu, who wins the battle against the four kings. Avraham Avinu is proclaimed king here, El Emek Shoveh, Hu Emek HaMelech. And Avraham Avinu encounters Shem Ben Noach, who is referred to here as Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Sholem is Yerushalayim. This is the first time Yerushalayim is mentioned in the Chumash. And this, of course, is merames to us that at the end, when Klal Yisrael will conquer the four empires, when Mashiach comes, who's going to be proclaimed king, El Emek Shoveh Hu Emek HaMelech, Yerushalayim is restored to the Jewish people. And Yishmael is out of the picture. And it's interesting that this parasha speaks about the four kings, and then later it talks about Yishmael at the end. In the parasha of Bris, where it's talking about Bris Mila, that's where it talks about Yishmael. Where it talks about the Bris HaOretz, where it talks about how Hashem makes a treaty with Avraham Avinu, that Eretz Yisrael is his, that's where it talks about Yishmael. Yishmael is sort of inserted in the last parasha of this week's parasha, which talks to us about Bris Mila, Bris HaOretz. That's where you have Yishmael. But the Torah says clearly, even though Uli Yishmael Shematicha, and Hinei Beirachdi Oisai V'Hifresi Oisai V'Hirbesi Oisai V'Me'od Me'od, which was Avraham Avinu's request, Lu Yishmael Yichye Lefonecha, which the Zayar says that we suffer because Avraham Avinu asked that Yishmael should live. Nevertheless, says the Pasuk, V'Esberisi Akim Es Yitzchak, it's only with Yitzchak. Yishmael did have a bris, but that's not the real bris. That's not bris mila. Yishmael had an operation. Real bris was only with Avraham through Yitzchak and through Yaakov. Clearly, the Pasuk says it here, V'yasperisi okimes Yitzchak, which means Eretz Yisrael belongs to Bnei Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael does not belong to the Bnei Yishmael. They're going to claim that it belongs to them, as we see today. That's where it's all headed. And the results of today's election, whatever it is, it's all headed to that. V'yasperisi okimes Yitzchak. Yishmael, the Torah purposely puts here in the last parasha of Lech Lecha, the last parak, Parak Yud Zayin, because that's at the end. At the end, we're going to have to deal with Yishmael. The last part of Lech Lecha, which Lech Lecha is a metaphor of everything that's going to happen to Klal Yisrael from the beginning of history, from the first Jew till the end. The last parasha talks about Yishmael, because Yishmael is the one at the end of time, as it says in Zohar over and over again. That's going to be the final Golus, and from there sprouts Mashiach. And from there, Eretz Yisrael is proclaimed ours. Everyone will recognize that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. But the fact that it's placed in the parasha of Bris Mila means that there's a connection to Bris Mila. And what's the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end? The parasha starts off Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, Umimoyladetecha, Umibesavicha, and it ends with Bris Milah. And the last and final pasuk, the Chol Anchei Beisa Yelid Boyis Umiknas Kesef Me'ez Ben Necha Nimoylu Itoy. All of Avraham Avinu's servants, those that he bought, those that were born in his home, all his friends, it seems, those who lived in his house, whether they were his servants, his friends, were circumcised with him. Nimoylu Itoy. That's how the parasha ends. And in other words, Avraham Avinu did not only serve Hashem privately. Avraham Avinu didn't only perform mitzvahs on his own. Avraham Avinu affects his surroundings. He affects anyone that he comes in contact with. Whoever he comes in contact with is performing a mitzvah. Either Avraham Avinu is bringing him to Emuna, or Avraham Avinu is bringing him to Bris Milah, which the two are connected. And more so, the idea of Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, Umimoyladetecha, Umibesavicha, besides what we said before, meaning that the Neshama cannot remain in Gan Eden, but we have to leave Gan Eden and enter this world in order to be able to be Zeicha to Lecha, in order to be able to Zeicha to Nun, to Shmini, to Olam Haba, to Schar. One has to go through the Nesiyonos of this world, compared to the Akriv and the Yerach Bull. There's also another understanding of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Umimoyladetecha Umibesavicha, and that is that every person has to leave behind his habits. Me'ladetecha Umibesavicha means that which you're accustomed to your whole life. The Avoida of a Yid, which is the concept of Mesiras Nefesh, which Mesiras Nefesh doesn't only mean giving away your life, but it means giving away your Ratzai. Nefesh is Ratzai. And as Rashi says in Chayasara, Im Yeshes Nafshechem Ritzoynechem, that a person has to be willing to give up his Ritzoynais. That's what it means to be a Jew. Yes, it's difficult, but that's what it means. We don't do what we want. Our wants have to be channeled to the Ratzon Hashem. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, Eretz means Ratzon. The Medrash says, why is it called Eretz? She Ratzah So La'asos Ritzoyn Koina. Eretz is called Eretz because it wanted to do the will of its creator. A person has to leave Artzecha, your Ritzoynos, Me'ladetecha, even that which you were born with. A person always says, what do you want from me? I was born this way. That's what you hear all over and over again. You can't expect me to change. Why? That's what we hear all over. Today everyone's talking about change, so why can't we change? Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, leave your Ritzoynos, Me'ladetecha, even that which you were born with. That's not an excuse. A person can't excuse himself and say, listen, this is how I am. I was born that way. There's nothing I can do. I cannot change. It's impossible. Wrong. It is possible. A Yid can. Maybe a guy can't, but a Yid can. And how do we see that? We see that in the parasha. Avram cannot have children. Yes, he cannot. Al pi mazel, he can't. But Avraham can. And here we see, Bayoitzei Oisei Achutzei, Hashem took Avram out of his tent and he told him, look at the stars. Chazal tell us, Hoitzioi mi mazel. He took him out of his mazel. According to the rules of mazel, Avraham Avinu could not have children. I'm going to change your name, and now Yishtana HaMazel. The Mazel is going to change. Tseime Itzdak Ninus Shelecha. Avraham Avinu went to some stargazers, and the stargazers told him that it's impossible for you to have children. You and your wife will never have children. Avraham was an Akar, it says. He was sterile. Sarai was an Akara. She couldn't even have children. Even if she, no matter what she would have done, she couldn't have children. She didn't have a womb, as the Medrash says. Ein la volad ikka matra in la'isala. She didn't even have a womb. It was impossible physically, according to the rules of nature, that Avram and Sarai can have children. But they didn't give up. And Hashem, it says, changes his name. He becomes a different person. Avram becomes Avraham. His mazel changed. Sarai becomes Sarah. And the two together can now have children. So, for those who say, well, how can a person change? I was born that way. It's impossible. In this parasha, we learn about that. The parasha itself talks to us about the fact that a Jew can change. Avram becomes Avraham. Sarai becomes Sarah. And even that which is impossible medically, it's impossible scientifically. It's impossible according to the rules of nature, yes. But a Jew does not exist by the rules of nature. A Jew is connected to a much higher source. A Jew is connected, as we said before, to Shmini. We are connected to the number 8. That's why the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, given to Avraham Avinu, the first Jew, is the 8th mitzvah. The Goyim only have 7 mitzvahs. Because the Goyim are connected to this world, which is a world of 7. There are 7 days to the week. Eretz Yisrael is the land of seven nations, or seven times ten. You're talking about 70 nations. But the first mitzvah given to the first Yehudi, to the first Jew, is the eighth mitzvah, which is the number eight, which is the supernatural number. The number that is associated with the future. Therefore, a Jew can change, and a Jew can become totally different, and a Jew can even do which is perhaps impossible for anyone else to do. And who always use that excuse, if I was born that way, it's part of my nature, it's part of my the body is made up that way, it's just impossible, I cannot. If a Yid gives up his Ritzonos, leaves, goes away from his habits, does not do what he always did, and connects himself to Hashem, and does the Ratzon Hashem, despite the difficulty, the hardships that are involved in doing that. Then that's what a Yid is all about. And that's Bris Milah. Bris Milah means removing the Arla. The Bris that's mentioned in this week's parasha is the first part, the Milah. There's Priya also. There's a machlokes whether Avraham Avinu was given the Priya. But Milah, certainly Avraham Avinu was given. And Milah is the Krisas Ha'Arla. The Arel Unamaltem Es Pesar Arlaschem. The Arla, that's the evil. The Arla has the word Ra in it. The Arla is the Gaiva, the Yeshus. When a person cuts away the Arla, the evil, the Yeshus, a person is able to connect himself to Hashem. The idea of Lech Lecha Me'Hartzecha is the same idea as Unamaltem Eis Besar Arlaschem. Yes, you're born with it. Everyone's born with an Arla. Bris Milah is removing the Arla. Even though we're born with it, we remove it. It's possible to remove it. Physically and also spiritually. Umaltem eis orlas levavchem, says the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. That every Yid is commanded to circumcise his heart. That means to remove the Yetzer Hara. To fight the Yetzer Hara and ultimately to remove the Yetzer Hara. And it's possible to do it. And the first one that did it was Avraham Avinu. The Yerushalmi tells us, it's the Yerushalmi in Brachas, on the Pasuk that we say every day in Davening. Atahu Hashem Elokim Hashem Bocharta BeAvram VeHaitzeisa Meur Kastim, which is this week's parasha. VeSamta Shemay Avraham, this week's parasha. Umatzasa Es Levavoi Ne'eman LeFanecha, says the Yerushalmi. It doesn't say Umatzasa Es Liboi singular Ne'eman LeFanecha. It says Levavoi with two bezin, because it's referring to both sides of the heart. There's the right and the left. The right side where the Yetzer Tov is, the left where the Yetzer Hara is. Avraham Avinu's left side was also loyal. That means, as the Yerushalmi says, he transformed his Yetzer Hara into a Yetzer Tov. That's the highest level that a person can reach. The first Jew reaches the highest level, and we have to emulate him. David HaMelech, it says, also got rid of his Yetzer Hara, but he killed his Yetzer Hara. He destroyed it, but he didn't transform it to a Yetzer Tov. Because David says, V'libi cholal bekirbi. I carved out my heart. Because he carved out the left side. The Gemara says by fasting a lot and by, he was masagev himself, he went through a lot of difficulties, and that caused that his Yetzer Hara sort of disappeared. He had no more Yetzer Hara, haragoi betainus, as the Gemara says. But he didn't turn his Yetzer Hara into a Yetzer Tov. That Avraham Avinu did. And Avraham Avinu does that in this week's parasha. And therefore Avraham is zeicha to be transformed from Avram to Avraham, receiving the Bris Bein HaBesarim in this week's parasha, the Bris HaOretz, and the first mitzvah, which is Bris Milah. And every Yid, therefore, when we come to Parashas Lech Lecha, which we always read in Mar Cheshvan, a month in which we have to deal now with the outside world. As we mentioned last week, it's the month of Menashe. Menashe was the statesman. Menashe was the one who had to translate the languages. He was the interpreter who interpreted Lashon HaKodesh to Lashon Mitzri, Lashon Mitzri to Lashon HaKodesh. Ephraim was the one who sat with Yaakov Avinu and learned Torah all day. That's Tishrei. Tishrei is Ephraim. And in the month of Tishrei, we're in Beis Medrash, we're in the Beis HaKnesses, we're learning, we're davening, we're performing mitzvahs, we're not dealing with the outside world. Tishrei, we don't deal with the outside world. That's Ephraim. Ephraim is with Yaakov and that's it. Mar Cheshvan is different. Mar Cheshvan, we have to deal with the outside world, which a Jew is put into this world to sometimes have to deal with the outside world. One is not in the Beis Medrash all the time. One does have to go outside. One does have to make a living. One does have to go shopping. One does have to deal with the snakes and the scorpions, which is Mazel Akrev. One has to deal with this world, which is a world that rots and decays, Yerach Bul, but the purpose is to transform it to Shmini, to Nun, Ma'ar Cheshvan is the month in which was created with the letter Nun. That the only way to get to Nun, the only way to get to Shmini, which Ma'ar Cheshvan is the Chodesh HaShmini, is by dealing with the Akrev, by dealing with the Yerach Bul. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Omi Me'alatet Rami Beis Avicha. Only then the Es Cholagoy Godoil. So Lech Lecha is the parasha that hints, it's merames to everything that's going to happen to the Jewish people from beginning till the end of time. Including the wars that are fought, all the wars are hinted in this parasha. We have all the wars between the four kings and the five kings. Where Avram Avinu goes out to save Lot. Vayavai HaPolit, Oig Melech HaBoshan comes to tell Avram Avinu that Lot was captured. Vayishma Avram Ki Nishba Ochiv. All the way at the end, what's Avram busy with? He's busy with trying to have his nephew freed from captivity. That's the last avodah that Avram does before he is proclaimed king. That's also merames to us, that at the end of time, before Mashiach comes, we're going to have to deal with captives. We're going to have to deal with many of our fellow B'nai Yisrael that are going to be in captivity. In captivity, Beruchnius. Captivity, Begashmius too, but Be'ika, captivity, Beruchnius. Neshamais that have been captured, that have fallen prey to the outside influences of the world. And Avram is not content with himself that he does what's correct. And, you know, listen, that's their problem. Vayishma Avram ki nishba ochiv, no, vayorek es chanichav. And he goes out there, and he goes and puts himself at risk, and he goes to find Lot, who, as we know, in Lot is the nitzitz of Malchus Beis David. Lot had to be saved because from him comes Malchus Beis David. And Avram goes out with his one servant Eliezer, according to Chazal, and he fights the kings, conquers them, and saves Lot, which is a remez that at the end of time, Mashiach comes, Mashiach is going to affect even the Achron Shebi Yisrael. As we mentioned, that tonight is the Zion Ma'ar Cheshvan, when the Achron Shebi Yisrael, he gial in the Har Pros. That's why they start saying the same Talmud Motor in Eretz Yisrael. Mashiach will affect the captives, Achenu B'nai Yisrael, who perhaps don't even know that they're Jewish, but they will be awakened from the shofar of Mashiach. They will be awakened at the end of time when Mashiach will be proclaimed as king. El Eimek Shoveh Hu Eimek HaMelech. And you know, we're in a very, very, very interesting times, to say the least. Very confusing times. The world is going through amazing changes now. Whatever is going to happen, the world is going through amazing changes. Whether it's here in America, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that new faces are coming on the horizon, new faces, new leaders, means that in Shamayim, that's being decided now. Who rules what? Who rules whom? The Mamluch Melachim is HaKadosh Baruch. The Eibishter is the Mamluch Melachim. It's not who voted, how many electoral votes did this one get, and if this state would have voted differently, then he would have won, and you know, that's how it looks. But the real reason why whoever is going to win, I'm not making any predictions, and even no matter what you heard till now, things could change in the next half hour. But whatever it is, whoever it is, HaMamluch Melachim V'Lei HaMelucha, Hashem is the one who appoints kings. And if for some reason he wants one or the other, whatever the reason is, he knows the reason. And it's all part of a major plan that one day we will understand. Right now, perhaps we don't. Some people think they do. They already have all their predictions and on the websites. They know exactly what's going to happen, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. Lamai said, there's no nevuah today yet. No one can make any predictions. No one knows exactly what's going to happen, even though it might look a certain way. But we know that HaMamluch Melachim V'Lei HaMelucha, just like in the parasha, the whole story with the four kings and the five kings, no one understood why there had to be a war. Why was there a war between the four kings and the five kings? And the Torah goes through all the details here, which seem totally insignificant. We have to know who they fought and why they fought, where they fought, and 12 years they did this, and 13 years they rebelled, and then they fought the Rephaim and the Zuzim and the Aimim and the Chayrim, and they went to Ein Mishpat. Well, who really cares? Well, and then what? Then Melech Sodom went here, and this one, and then all the way at the end, Vayavay Apolit Vayage Avram HaIvri, Vayishma Avram Ki Nishba Ochiv, and then at the end, El Eimek Shoveh Hu Eimek HaMelech, Avram reaches the greatest heights. Avram Avinu becomes the Nasi, becomes the king. The same is going to be now, and the same is now. There are a lot of things going on. We don't know why this, with the Persian Gulf War happened, and then we're in Iraq, and this, and Afghanistan, all the, this is happening, and that is happening, and all the, eventually it'll make sense. The pieces of the puzzle are going to fit, and then we're going to see the entire picture clearly. Just like no one knew then why the four kings and the five kings had to have a war, but all at the end, it was all in order to be able to bring Avram to the helm. That Avraham Avinu was recognized as the ruler, as the leader of the world, who brought the entire world to believe in one God, which is what the purpose of it all is, and he was the first. So too, in our time, when Mashiach will be revealed, his job is going to do what Avraham Avinu did then, is what he's going to do now, and he's going to get the entire world to recognize. Yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei seveil. We say it in Aleinu every day. So what does it mean? The time will come when Yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei seivel ki lecha tichra kol berach tishava kol oshay. Lefonecha yichru v'yipoil. Just like Avraham Avinu had the power to be able to bring the entire world at that time to recognize that there was one God, or at least he started the process, Mashiach will complete it. And Mashiach will have to deal with Yishmael. Mashiach will not only deal with the demise, if we can use that word, of the four empires. When it comes to a conclusion, when the four empires are no longer ruling in the world, then comes Yishmael, who's going to make trouble at the end of time. And from the defeat of Yishmael, that's when the rise of Mashiach comes. That's why at the end of the parasha we read about Yishmael. That even when it's over with the four kings, and Avraham Avinu has already been proclaimed the Melech, but there's still Yishmael to deal with. There's a machlokes in the Midrashim whether Milchemes Gog u'Magog will take place before Mashiach comes or after Mashiach comes. Obviously, they're both correct. It'll start before. Some say we're already in the process has already begun, and it'll be finalized after he has already come, after he will be revealed. That's when they're going to fight him. Yisyatzavu malche eretz v'roiznim noistu yochad al Hashem v'al Mashiachoy. The pasuk says in Tehillim. David HaMelech prophesizes that Mashiach is going to encounter a major opposition. Major opposition. The Arizal says, among B'nai Yisroel there will be opposition. They won't accept them right away. And among the nations, definitely there will be opposition. And he will prove himself, because he will defeat all those who are trying to oppose him, especially Yishmael, who it says joins at the end with Gog u'Magog to take away Eretz Yisroel from Klal Yisroel. The only Ummah that set their whole goal to take away Eretz Yisrael and the Mokum HaMikdash from Klal Yisrael, as we mentioned many times, that's Yishmael. None of the other nations did that. They came in, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they left. They didn't stay. Yishmael stayed. Yishmael is still there. Yishmael has his mask on the other side of the Kaisel Ma'aravi, the cemetery on the eastern gate, thinking that they'll prevent Mashiach from entering that way. The whole purpose of Yishmael is to prevent the fifth expression of Geula from happening, which is Vehevesi. There was the Vehoitzesi, Vehitzalti, Vehoalti, Vehoakachti, which corresponds to the four Umais, then there's Vehevesi, which Vehevesi is Begamatria Mashiach ben David. Yishmael is the fifth Golas, and he corresponds to the fifth expression, which is Vehevesi, trying to prevent, and we see it clearly today, that's what it's all about, trying to prevent Klal Yisrael from returning to Eretz Yisrael, taking away or splitting and dividing Yerushalayim, making sure that the Mokum HaMikdash is not given to B'nai Yisrael. That's where they want to camp, that's where they want to stay. That's Yishmael, that's who Mashiach has to deal with at the end. Yishmael, which is inserted right here, everything about Yishmael is in this parasha at the end, where it talks about the Bris Mila and the Bris Ha'aretz that was given to Avraham Avinu. And purposely so, the Torah put Yishmael at the end of this parasha, which, as we said before, that this parasha encompasses the entire history of the Jewish people from the beginning till the end. That's what the Lech Lecha is all about. Because the last war is the war against Yishmael. That's the last war. Yes, Brisi Okim Es Yitzchak. And it's a time that requires tremendous emunah. We need a lot of emunah now. A lot of emunah. Things are gloomy, things don't look right, but a Jew has emunah. A Jew knows that the way it ended then, that's the way it's going to end now. The same, whatever happened in Lech Lecha Vayera, that's the way it's going to happen today. Maasei Avos, Simin Lebanim. Whatever you see that happened to the Avos, especially Avram, who's the first, that's the way it's going to happen now. Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. We end off the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei, as Rashi brings here, the Heyei Baruch, the Chachaisman V'loi Bahem. That we end with Avraham, and not, we don't say Magen Yitzchak, and we don't say Magen Yaakov. So Sfarim say, because the Midah of Avraham is what's going to last all the way till the end, not Yitzchak and Yaakov. Yitzchak represents Avodah, and Yaakov represents Torah. Those two are not today like they were in previous generations. Despite there's so many people learning today, it's not the same Torah as before. It's not the Avodah of before. The only thing we have today, which is greater than we ever had, is Tzedakah. The fact that we can give Tzedakah, hopefully we can still give Tzedakah, the fact that we can still do Chesed, that's what's going to bring it. That's what's going to lead us to the Geula. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogein Avraham, based on the words in this parasha, Anoichi Mogein Loch, Secharcha Harbe Me'oid. In the Midah of Avraham is going to be that which is going to bring us to the Geula, which is the downfall of Yishmael. Let's hope we'll be Zoicha. This Mar Cheshvan, the Mendel Rimnov, there's a quote from the Bnei Yisoscha, says that in Mar Cheshvan, all the Gezeiros against Jews would always start in Mar Cheshvan. They would be taxed. Other things would happen in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Some people think the results of today's election has to do with that, if it ends up that way. Because in Mar Cheshvan, there was the Merida against Malchus Beis David. The Merida against Malchus Beis David happened in Mar Cheshvan, as it says in Navi. And therefore, Mar Cheshvan was always a very difficult month in that respect. The tikkun, therefore, the rectification of this is to beseech Malchus Beis David, to ask Hashem to restore Malchus Beis David, something which we say in davening all the time. And the whole idea is that Klal Yisrael unite together, because the whole Merida against Malchus Beis David was an act of division, where Klal Yisrael split. That's where the split started. It started in Mar Cheshvan. The tikkun for that, of course, is the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, which will bring to the restoration of Malchus Beis David, and will be Zeicher. Like then, Avraham Avinu comes out unscathed in the war between the four and the five kings, as proclaimed king. So to in our time, Klal Yisrael will prevail, and Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael will be proclaimed as ours in Yerushalayim, will be Zeicher to the Beis HaMikdash, and we should be Zeicher that it should be in this Mar Cheshvan, which the Yalkut Shemaini says that the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be in Chaydish Mar Cheshvan, and it be Mietz Hashem this Mar Cheshvan immediately.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.